Chapter 2. Presentation. The reader sees more than words. Just as your unspoken communications, for example, facial expressions, wardrobe, often set the tone for your spoken words and deeply affect how those words are received, there are a number of elements beyond the words in your resume that set the tone for your written words and have great impact on the reader's level of interest and attention. Here they are. Paper. So many candidates, among those who still use paper, use non-white paper these days that you will probably attract more attention with white paper. If you can afford it, fluorescent white 24-pound 100% cotton is ideal. If not, regular bright white 24-pound bond will suffice. The choice you make here is a lot like the modest investment that home sellers make to improve the curb appeal of their home. Such an investment is usually money well spent. Ink. Print your resume in black, the most suitable color for all pre-interview documents. If you use inks other than black, you risk not being taken seriously by employers. Unfortunately, each time you type an email address, many versions of Microsoft Word and some other word processing software automatically underline it and change its color from black to blue. The result inappropriately draws the reader's attention away from your name, the most important item at the top of each document. Thus, it is important to remove both the underline and the blue type from your email address on each document. You need to do this even if you have only a black and white printer, because when you attach your documents to an email message, more on this later, the recipient will see that underline and blue print. Here's how to do that. 1. Block, that is, shift and select the email address. 2. Go to Format and select Font. 3. Underline Style, select None. 4. Select Color, Black. 5. Click OK. 6. Click again to unblock text. If you're sending your documents by hand delivery or snail mail or fax, then the recipient typically has no way to click on an underlined blue link or hyperlink anyway. If you think, 1. A specific link is unlikely to draw the reader's attention away from your name. 2. The link is of use to the recipient. And 3. You are sending the document electronically, that is, by email. Then you may elect to leave the underlined blue link as is, so your recipient can click on it to get to the link quickly and easily. Margins.